there are some that see Christianity as somehow, well, it's about becoming a good spiritual person. And we look to Jesus as somehow he was the prophet of love. You've alluded to scripture. Your book is called Truth, A Bigger View of God's Word. So in God's truth, would you share in closing that Jesus didn't necessarily come in the world to make us better spiritual people. He came into the world to transform us.
There are so many people today who talk about spirituality in some positive way, but it's so vague that you can define it any way you want. Yes, I'm a real spiritual person, and I'm becoming a spiritual person, and I just define it however I want. Jesus came into the world, and he said the words. You know, I didn't make this up. The Apostle John didn't make it up. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's a definite article, not a way, a truth, a life. No one comes to the Father but by me. He did come to transform us, to change us radically, not just to kind of mildly affect our point of view, because Jesus was a sort of a good example for us, and so once in a while I'll keep in mind how Jesus lived. He came to transfer us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. We are to be made new creations in Christ. Old things are passed away, all things are become new. It's a radical transformation, and we live it out in our lives, and we're saved first, and then by the blood of Jesus and the grace of Jesus, and then we're sanctified in process, and we, along the way, sin, and we confess those sins, and then one day we will be glorified, we'll be morally perfected in the very presence of Jesus. And so he is all about transforming us into the image of his Son who went to the cross and died for us.